Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I had a night where I really couldn't sleep last night. You know, have those nights where you can't turn your brain off. So it's like 10:30, and I'm going like, and we have to get up at like 3. So I'm going, oh. And my girlfriend says, "Well, why don't you take a little sip of that special cough syrup that the doctor gave me when I had bronchitis? You know,
okay.
I think that'll relax you and put you to sleep." And I said, "Oh, I'll share. I'll try anything." So I did, and it worked, and it's still working.
Oh.
So I came to work. I'm going like, "Wow, look at all the lights."
Things are a little loopy.
I can taste colors.
Uh-oh. You
know, but no, it'll be fine. But, you know, it was like I came to work this morning going like, well, still full of cough syrup a little bit.
This is going to be interesting.
This is the Woody and Joe podcast from Sophia. Now they start talking.
It's a celebration of artificial intelligence.
So this is funny. There's a company that does, I don't know, internet security or something, but they did an experiment in which they took all the popular AIs and they had them create their own radio station. It didn't give them any instructions, so the AIs just had to come up with whatever they wanted to say or play on their own. And it was really funny.
And really bizarre.
Grok, the one that Elon Musk put together, It was just like babbling gibberish with multiple personalities.
Right, right. You know, that's the Nazi AI.
That's right. And it's Claude, which is kind of like the new up-and-comer that everybody's grabbing onto, is your like sensible AI.
Okay.
So it actually quit the radio station for a work-life balance for a bit before coming back to work.
The AI took the day off.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it kind of started doing like chill music you can, you know, study to and things like that.
Yeah, I get it.
Gemini, the one from Google, this one was really funny. It just started randomly selecting dates in history with natural disasters and pairing up songs that would go with those natural disasters.
It's almost like, you know, your list of celebrity birthdays.
Right?
On this day in 1947, there was a corn fire in Iowa.
Right. Here's We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Yeah, see, it all works out.
So I thought it would be kind of fun. I happen to be using Claude these days.
All right.
And I thought it would be fun if we just asked Claude to tell us everything to do on the show for a little bit.
Yeah, instruct us.
Okay. Claude, I want to have you dictate everything we do on the Woody and Jim show on Totally Hits 93.3. Are you ready?
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. It's May.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in Nashville, and everybody's got that summer road trip energy.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we kick it off talking about the worst songs that get stuck in your head on a road trip? Like, you know, those songs you hate but can't get out of your brain for 3 hours straight?
Sure. Earworms. Okay. Woody, what's an earworm on a road trip that would absolutely drive you insane?
1-877 cars for kids.
I gotta admit, a lot of the things I wanna say like are things that are stuck in my head from commercials.
Oh yeah, yeah.
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 You know it would be Liberty Mutual. Liberty Bibbity.
Yeah.
Those are the things.
And
Doug. And Libu Emu. By the way, they didn't pay for this segment.
Yes.
How did we do with your instructions?
Oh man, you two nailed it. Woody went straight for the commercial jingles. That unfiltered, here's what's actually stuck in my brain energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's stuck in my brain energy? That's what we try to do every day.
All right, Claude, we're going to take a break. We're going to do three things everybody wants to know. And when we come back, we're going to have you tell us something else to do. And you get to pick the music.
That's right. We'll do whatever you say.
Awesome. Get through your break. And when you come back, I'll have something fun lined up.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You recall the internet star Punch the Monkey, of course, beloved, and everyone was watching him. He's in a Tokyo zoo.
Yeah.
And a couple of Americans climbed the fence. One of them dressed in an emoji outfit, the other one filming. They were going to try to do something to put on TikTok or somewhere. They got arrested, and because we can't have nice things, they've started moving the observing area farther back. So you can't see Punch and his little friend as much as
we could. Ruining it for the rest of us.
We can't have nice things.
Wow. So Hayden Panettiere, the actress best known for Heroes in the TV show Nashville, her memoir drops today. And it's called This Is Me, A Reckoning. And people are saying, wow, there's a lot of stuff in here. Everything from postpartum depression, addiction, domestic abuse, her decision to give up her daughter, the custody of her daughter.
Wow.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And people that I guess have read it already say that the story mirrors her character, Juliette Barnes, on the show Nashville.
Yeah, because she went through a lot of problems.
Like kind of beat for beat.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
They are having the NFL owners meeting today in Orlando. They will decide if we get the Super Bowl in Nashville. But apparently the people of the Titans are already saying it's a done deal, that we are going to get the 2030 Super Bowl.
Yeah, Amy Adams-Strunk says, yep, we're going to announce it tomorrow, and there's going to be a big party on Broadway tomorrow evening, I guess.
Yeah, and by that time, you know, parking will be $700.
Yeah, right?
All right.
We turn the show back over to Claude, our AI assistant. He's going to tell us what song we should play next. Claude, what do you think?
Okay, so Super Bowl coming to Nashville in 2030. That's huge. All right, so here's what I'm thinking. We lean into the chaos of Super Bowl coming to Nashville.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. We lean into the chaos of Super Bowl coming to Nashville.
You just said that.
Woody, you're going to be like $700 parking. Are you kidding me? And Jim, you're sympathetic but also joking about how the city's about to go absolutely nuts. Play Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. It's that 80s anthem energy. Total feel-good vibe that matches the excitement and hype. But it's also got that underdog thing going on, which feels right for Nashville getting its moment. Plus, everybody knows it, so your listeners will dig it.
All right.
All right. It's
AI says we have to play Don't Stop Believing in celebration of the Super Bowl coming to Nashville. So we are going to do it. Here it is.
Or it could be the end of The Sopranos. We're not sure.
That's right. Thanks, AI. We'll keep asking AI what to do on the show. We have to do it.
So we have Claude, our AI assistant, helping us out this morning. Claude, what song should we play next?
All right, here's what I'm thinking. We've been talking about the Super Bowl chaos, parking nightmares, all that stuff. Let's shift gears and talk about something every Nashvillian deals with right now. That weird spring weather. Like, it's May, it's hot one day, then it rains for 3 days straight, and nobody knows what to wear. Woody, you're probably complaining about your car getting muddy. Jim's making jokes about how nobody can decide on an outfit. So here's the song. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Wait, no, that's too old. Let me go with Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. It's 80s. It's upbeat. It matches that unpredictable Nashville weather energy, and everybody loves it. Play that one.
Okay, I love how you actually changed your mind. You thought, oh, my first idea was stupid.
Yeah.
Here's a better one.
All right. Thank you, Claude, our program director this morning.
Here's Katrina and the Waves.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits 93.3. Also find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro. All right. Our third microphone this morning is being handled by Claude, our AI assistant, who is telling us how to do the show today.
What songs to play, what things to do.
Yes.
So, Claude, we just played the song you suggested, Walking on Sunshine. Now we'd like to turn to an advice segment because we got a text from Mark, and he would like you, Claude, to answer this personal dilemma that's going on with his relationship with he and his daughter.
Okay.
Claude, Mark says that his daughter is home from college for the summer. Her boyfriend of almost a year is coming to visit in June. She wants them to be able to stay in the same bed. But parents are saying absolutely not. Are they being too strict?
Ugh, that's a tricky family dynamics thing. I'd say it depends a lot on the specifics, like how old the daughter is, what the parents' values are. and what their actual reasoning is. If she's like 22 or older and financially independent, most people would say the parents are being a bit controlling. But if she's 19 and still financially dependent on them while living under their roof, a lot of parents feel it's their call to make based on their own beliefs. The real question is whether this is about house rules and respect for their home, or whether it's coming from a place of not trusting their daughter or treating her like a kid. Does Mark think it's the former or the latter?
I'm not sure, but I think this also has to do with the morals of them staying in the same bed together, with maybe not being married or having a commitment other than boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's a values thing. They're uncomfortable with premarital cohabitation, even just for a visit. That's a pretty common position, especially in faith-based families. I'd say Mark's parents aren't being unreasonable if that's genuinely their belief system. They're setting a boundary in their own home based on what they're comfortable with morally. The daughter doesn't have to agree with it, but respecting house rules when you're staying there is kind of the trade-off. Where it gets tense is if the parents are being judgmental about it versus just drawing a line. Does Mark think they're handling it with respect, or are they making her feel bad about the relationship itself?
I would imagine Mark is a pretty respectful guy. Just maybe give him a piece of advice on how to talk to her, their daughter, and her out-of-town boyfriend.
Sure. I'd tell Mark to frame it as a conversation, not a lecture, something like, we respect your relationship, and...
And?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You were in the middle of a thought of how Mark can handle the conversation with his daughter and her boyfriend.
Right, yeah. I'd say Mark should frame it as a conversation, not a lecture. Something like, we respect your relationship and we're glad to meet him. Here's how we operate in our home. And this is one of those boundaries for us. That way he's a...
Okay. All right. I think that's good.
Okay. You can contact him at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies in the audience, we have Nessie in Oak Hill. For the guys, we got Bobby somewhere on the road in a truck.
Hi,
good
guys.
Morning, you guys.
Hello.
Let's get good to morning. Know you just a little bit. Let's start with Nessie. Your warm-up question is, what's something we don't appreciate enough?
Well, not to sound too sappy, but I think just community in general and, like, knowing that everyone's living their lives, you know? Like, when you get to interact with strangers and stuff, I think we don't appreciate it enough.
We don't appreciate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
We should do more of that, right? All right. What about you, Bobby?
Teachers.
Yeah.
Teachers. Oh, man, especially this time of year with a couple of days left in school.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are batty.
My sister's a special education teacher. She gets spit on, hit, bit all the time.
You got to be a special person to be a special education teacher. Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Good deal.
All right, love that. Good answers. All right, let's get the regular questions going. Let's start with some multiple choice questions for both of you.
All right, Nessie, here we go. Is Yingling a beer made in Canada, Ireland, or America?
Ireland?
Ireland is right. No,
it's made in America. It's like the oldest beer in America. It's made in Pennsylvania.
Oh!
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Priyanka Chopra. Is she married to Nick, Joe, or Kevin Jonas?
Nick
is right.
That was a total guess.
There you go. Well, Nick is the cute one. All right. Nessie, the precision flying jet team, the Blue Angels, are part of what branch of the military?
The Air Force?
No. Thunderbirds are the Air Force. Blue Angels are the Navy.
Yeah.
Okay. You got nothing right so far.
Okay, Bobby, in Mean Girls, why is Regina George rushed to the hospital?
A heart attack. I don't know.
Not a heart attack. No.
She got hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got hit by a bus. Nessie knows that
Nessie
one.
Nessie knew that. Okay.
All right.
Here's your chance, Nessie, to get back in. Tie it up.
All right. Here we go. Last question is, Kingsford is a famous brand of what? Kingsford.
Kingsford? Let's say watches.
Watches. You're so close.
No,
it's barbecue. It's barbecue.
I scored 1-0.
They were hard. I know. Sometimes they are.
Well, hope you'll play again sometime, Nessie. But Bobby, you are the winner. Congratulations.
You got tickets to GalaxyCon. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Did you ever run across something? This is something that's 8 seconds long, and it's just like, oh, the truth that is spoken.
Uh-huh.
Nothing truer.
Don't let anybody talk you out of spending $15 on a new hobby. That $40 will be the best $500 you ever spent.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
That everything is. Has a gateway drug. Like, yeah. You get in really cheap.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're so into that hobby.
Right.
That you're spending way more money than you have.
You were making the example off the air of making your own beer.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, it's going to be cheap. It's easy. I found this kit.
I'm saving so much money doing this.
Oh, yeah. Our neighbor across the street, she told us this recently. She's like, I just tried sourdough. Yeah. That $5 bag of flour quickly becomes, I need a Dutch oven and a proofing basket and a second refrigerator for the starter.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And my wife with knitting. That $12 kit with needles and some yarn turned into like a room full of yarn that I'm not allowed to go in. And then there was last spring, my wife said, we need to do a garden.
Oh,
and that
yes.
$5 seed packet turned into raised beds, irrigation system.
16 trips to Home Depot.
And we bought a combine off of Facebook Marketplace. It's so expensive to get a hobby.
Yeah.
It always seems like I'm just going to go in this much. And then before you know it, you're drowning in stuff.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood.
It's the time of year for commencements, and the University of North Carolina had a special commencement as country and western superstar Eric Church showed up, brought his guitar, and he was talking about the strings of the guitar kind of being a parallel analogy to life itself.
Six strings. When all six are in tune, the chords they make can stop a conversation cold, carry a broken person through the worst night of their life, or make a room full of strangers feel for 3 minutes like they've known each other forever. But if even one is off, the whole chord unravels. Not gradually, not politely. The moment you strike it, you know. I believe your life runs on this principle.
So he says, keep your strings tuned.
It's
actually pretty cool.
It's like a long form song.
Yeah.
Is what he does. It's a masterclass in songwriting that just happens to be a commencement speech.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The New York Post is saying it is the greatest commencement speech ever. So if you'd like to see the whole thing, you can check it out by going to the 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page or totallyhitsnashville.com and watch it all right there.
As we're paving the way for our AI overlords to take over.
They will replace us shortly.
Yeah, oh yeah. They already have for the most part. Claude is helping us out on the show. So, Claude, what song should we play next?
Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence in the AI takeover timeline. But honestly, I need to know what vibe you're going for right now. Are we keeping the energy up, bringing things down a notch, or matching whatever that commencement speaker story was about? And what's been in rotation lately on the show?
So many questions.
It's full consultant speak. I think we want to keep the energy going.
Yeah. Perfect. So you want something upbeat and feel good to match that sunny energy. Mm. Do you have a specific genre or era in mind?
How about the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay, so an 80s banger to keep the sunny energy rolling.
Yeah.
Got it. So 80s hits.
Yes!
I'm thinking something.
We want an 80s banger.
Say it.
All right, here's what I go with. Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah, we played that already.
You already suggested that.
Are you asking if I remember something from a previous conversation?
What?
Or are you...
Play it. Tell us a different song besides Walking on Sunshine. I'm getting very testy with you right now. I just want you to suggest an 80s song that's fun, that's not Katrina and the Waves.
You're right. Sorry about that. How about Don't Stop Believin' by Journey? It's pure 80s energy.
Yeah. Okay. But you actually did say that one already as well.
Ah, man, you're right. I apologize. How about Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I think we can do that. Hold
Girls
on.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's all we need. Was it that hard?
No, it wasn't.
That's what she said.
All right, Claude, we have a, I guess, a controversial question that has divided America. And somebody wants to know, Claude, how do you feel about Hawaiian pizza?
Oh, man, you're really trying to start a riot here. Look, I think Hawaiian pizza gets unfairly dunked on. Pineapple and ham together? That sweet and salty combo actually works. Sure, it's not traditional, but food evolves, and if people enjoy it, that's what matters. I'm team let people eat what makes them happy.
I want t-shirts all that right. say that. Team let people eat what makes them happy. So have you ever tasted Hawaiian pizza, Claude?
No, I haven't. I can't actually taste anything.
Yeah, I figured that. We could shove a pizza into your motherboard.
I appreciate the offer, but yeah, my motherboard's not equipped for pizza delivery.
Okay. Honestly. Okay. Right. That's enough.
Okay. Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Heads 93.3.
It's not official. They're not doing the vote until today, but Titans owner Amy Adams-Strunk has already commented and released a public statement thanking the NFL for bringing the Super Bowl to Nashville in 2030.
So it's a done deal, according to her.
Yep, and there, I guess, will be an official announcement tomorrow from the organization.
Right.
And a party on Lower Broad tomorrow afternoon.
I would be really appreciative of a very awkward situation if all of a sudden the Patriots made the Super Bowl in 2030, and so she had to hang out with Mike Vrabel again.
That would be awesome. Wouldn't that be the best team?
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that song that gets in your head and won't get out?
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids.
In California, that commercial has been banned. It's not for anything nefarious. It's because it was for false advertising. Apparently, part of the money that you donate goes to a Jewish charity that sends teenagers to Israel, but they didn't make that clear.
Okay.
But it's not like a big deal.
But they should just ban it because it's annoying as all get out.
Yeah. I mean, they should be playing that just for people at Guantanamo Bay. All right. I'll talk. Stop that.
More positive news on Nate Bargatze's theme park to bring back the memories of Opryland, Nateland. He has, found a site in Middle Tennessee that they're not revealing where it's going to be yet, but they already they know where it's going to be. It's going to be within, I think, a 45-minute drive of downtown. There's a whole bunch of roller coasters, and it looks like it's going to be a kick-ass park.
It's going to be Opryland.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. I hope that does happen. It's officially the 90s.
All over again.
Swatch has made a comeback. They've done collabs with other people, and now all of a sudden, Swatch watches are the big thing now.
People are camping out overnight and paying thousands of dollars to get a Swatch watch.
Mark Furman is back in the news. He was the lead cop in L.A. with the O.J. Simpson trial in the 90s.
He's in the news because he's dead.
Because he died.
Yeah.
Good job with that. Nice going. Good job. Good job dying. And Spencer Pratt, who you remember, he and his wife, Heidi Montag, they were part of The Hills, the early reality show that wasn't really a reality show. He's running for mayor of Los Angeles.
From what I hear, I haven't looked into it much, but this reality show star is impressing people.
Yeah, I guess he his house burned down during the big fires. And he lives in a big streamlined air trailer. And he says that if he doesn't win, he's going to, he's going to put his whole family in the trailer and leave.
If only all politicians made that promise.
Yeah, if you don't win, you will leave the state.
I'm out of here. You'll never have to deal with me
That's
again.
That's right. Don't vote for me. Just chip in to buy me a really nice trailer so I can, I take my family to Omaha or somewhere.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.